Hello and welcome back to another episode of Sparks Conversation. Hope you're having a good day, good life, wherever you are in this world, and welcome back to the podcast. So, the topic of today's podcast are signs that you need to look out for that could potentially indicate that you should start your diet, okay? So, most of the time, if you're in a position where you're trying to improve your body composition from a muscle standpoint, this would normally be indicative of a calorie surplus, okay? So essentially, you'll need a calorie surplus to get the muscle onto your frame because your body needs a surplus of calories to put on, well, firstly, do the work that's needed to kind of grow the muscle and then actually to create the muscle and put it on. So you're probably going to be gaining weight. And for lots of you, including myself, like, it can get to a point where you're kind of like, oh, you know what, it's a little bit frustrating now. I don't feel like myself. Potentially, psychologically, you're struggling and you're not feeling as good about yourself. And trust me, I've been there in a sense that I bulked up to, I think I was like 122 kilograms once, which was my absolute heaviest. Currently, I'm around like 102, 103. And my mental health definitely struggled there, okay? So here are some key kind of indicators that you can assess and look for and then obviously use to make a decision on whether you can kind of transition into your diet, okay? So the first one would be body composition analysis, okay? So throughout a gaining phase, although like you'll be assessing your physique a little bit less potentially than if you were dieting, but you would be thinking like, have a look at your composition through photos, comparisons, potentially body fat percentage measurements or calculations, and just have a look and make a consistent assessment at whether you are gaining muscle or just at one point just kind of putting on needless body fat, okay? Because if you're getting to a point where you are putting on a lot of body fat, you've then got to understand that out the other side, you're going to have to diet for even longer than you probably realize. There's always more body fat to come off than you probably think. Trust me, from someone who's got very lean, like there's always more to come off. And it's normally the areas that you want to come in the most, like your abs or potentially kind of your face will always come in last, okay? So you'll always be thinking like, where in your analysis, like, have I gotten too fat? And this will always relate back to your own personal values. Like, again, if you're not feeling good about yourself while you're gaining or you're at the really top end of a push-up phase, like, that's completely normal. But again, you need to weigh up whether the pros outweigh the cons in that sense, okay? The next one is like, have you plateaued with your weight gain despite everything that you're doing? And this normally comes at the top end of where you're just eating so much food that you cannot like feasibly eat anymore. And you're just at that ceiling where you can't really progress your body weight. And again, if you're not progressing your body weight, are you actually putting on muscle? Potentially, you might be recompositioning, but it might be time to kind of transition into a position of a place of lower calories so that you can break through that plateau or just accept that potentially this is the top end limit of what you can do in terms of weight gain wise and muscle gain wise, and then come back to it at a later date and hopefully surpass that weight, okay? Another one, and this is probably like the main one I would consider with my clients if they were in like a push-up phase and we were at some point thinking about a diet, is that like health markers or biofeedback will start to indicate a risk or a drop-off in those factors, okay? So excess body fat obviously puts the body under pressure, okay? So if we're thinking about set point theory, the further away from your set point you get, the more trouble your body has. It really doesn't like it, okay? So obviously for some people, they won't be tracking their blood pressure, their cholesterol, their insulin resistance, but I'm sure in most people at the top end of their bulk, if you're going to be looking at your blood pressure, it'll probably be higher. If you're going to be looking at your cholesterol, it's probably going to be higher. And if you're going to be looking at your insulin resistance, just because of the amount of calories and carbohydrates you're eating, that's also going to probably be higher. Likewise, other biofeedback like your general mood, your libido, and potentially kind of your digestion, well, definitely your digestion can start to go into the red. And there's reason for that. Obviously, from a digestive standpoint, there's just so much food going into your system. There's probably going to be a limit that it's going to want to kind of use and get to kind of get nutrients for. The rest is just going to pass through the system. Libido as well, like, again, I also find this follows like an inverted U theory. So like, if you're eating too little calories, you will have poor libido. You'll hit like a sweet spot where you're just above calorie maintenance and you'll be kind of, libido will be high, and then if you increase calories too much, libido will drop off again, and that's something I've seen in myself and in clients a fair amount. The next one is another thing to look out for is like a lack of energy. So if you're feeling lethargic, experiencing a decline in kind of just your general life, your lifestyle habits, and you'll feel like motivation's potentially gone down, this is very common with high calorie eating. And of course, you'll need to suck it up for some period of time if you're trying to really push your weight. But again, it's gonna drop off at some point. I think like it's very tricky in a sense that you need to, again, weigh up the pros and the cons. Do you know what I mean? Weigh up whether it's worth the sacrifice of you being lethargic and low energy for the reward of growing more muscle, or whether for your own current situation, whether that's something you want to sacrifice. And I know when I was purely into bodybuilding, that was something that I really needed to kind of push on with. Like, I was like, right, if I'm lethargic, I'll get on with it. My pure focus was putting on tissue for when I wanted to compete. Again, if you're not that kind of life or death, which is absolutely fine, you don't have to be, we're not expecting you to be like that. And next one plays into massively like your psychological understanding of things is like your clothing fit and just general comfort. So again, like for most of us, it's a bit of a psychological battle when we, especially females, and that's not me being a dick or a misogynist. That's just me kind of observing it. When clothes don't fit you and you see kind of tightness in clothes that you really like to wear, it can kind of really fuck with your head a little bit. Again, that doesn't dictate your self-worth at all. But again, just confidence and all of that side of things can play a massive impact on that. And if it's massively impacting you, you can easily start a diet and just start to counteract that, okay? Another one that we'll start to see as well is like your motivation and your mindset. So as you get to the top end, it will get a struggle. Like everything's based around food, eating more, moving less, just progressing. And you might find that motivation drops, and that's fine. Do you know what I mean? A lot of us will rely on discipline during these times, which again is a really good habit to live by. But what we want to be thinking about doing then is, do we want to kind of transition into a diet just to get that motivation back? Like I find that a lot of people, when they switch to lower calories, just their general mojo comes back. Like day to day, when you're dropping your calories, you might have a little bit more energy, your fitness will come up, you'll find that your motivation's a little bit higher just because you have a new goal and a goal that's a little bit closer to your reality, okay? So with fat loss, you'll see the results day by day. With gaining muscle, you don't necessarily see it day by day. You might see it in your performance, but we tend to put scale weight improvements and the visual look, no, scale weight reduction and the visual look higher than performance. And this is something that is a topic for another podcast entirely. It's something that we potentially need to think about. The next one, of course, is like you'd want to start your diet if you know you have an event or a deadline in penciled into the diary. If you've got a birthday, if you've got a wedding, you've got a competition, you need to be working back from that. The obviously, you'd want to have some sort of kind of time frame or timeline in order before you'd even started the gaining phase. So like any client of mine, whenever we transition into a gaining phase, there will always be a point like, is there a position next summer potentially? Is there a holiday? Is there a social occasion that you want to be your best self for? This doesn't mean you need to be shredded, but for those who are doing photo shoots, it probably will be bring their best physiques ever. For other people, like my general population clients, like, is there a wedding you want to be in your like a new suit for? Is there a wedding you want to drop a dress size for? Just so you can feel really confident in yourself about that. Of course, you might see that like your kind of physical performance might decline, but again, like that's very rare. Most things in life follow an inverted U. So just think about like most of the time, if your performance is declining, it's probably because of a lifestyle factor or other biofeedbacks going into the red, such as motivation, digestion, and you're just in a shit place kind of psychologically, which is completely normal if you're pushing calories really high. So there are all things that you need to assess when you're thinking about, do I need to start dieting? Most people kind of follow like the eat more in winter, the diet in summer, just because we want to feel a little bit more confident during the summer months. And that tends to kind of lend itself to a leaner body fat composition. So those would be the main signs I'd be looking for in my clients. And talking it through with them. Of course, a lot of the time I'll be doing this subconsciously and you can start to think that yourself. So if all of these things are kind of highlighted to you, it's probably time that you should start your diet. But again, you can do what absolutely the fuck you want to do. You don't have to diet for anyone. You can stay doing whatever you want. No one's here to judge. But yeah, so hope you have a good day, a good life, wherever you're in this world. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you are new around here, like the podcast, share the podcast. It really does help. Follow me on social media, Alex Project Sparks. And I would normally do a plug for online coaching, but as of this week, we are officially closed with my online coaching. I will not be taking on any more clients until probably 3 months' time, so just before summer. So sorry if you missed the boat, but I'm really buzzing that the progress with Project Sparks has taken off. So thank you for being here. Thank you for your support, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.